shoot. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. I'm your co-host, Ivan Drago, in the house. What's up, everybody?
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
It's good.
If he dies, he dies, Saul.
we're going to...
Vodka! Sorovia!
He's ready to speak Russian. Okay, we're throwing it back. We're throwing it back to the Rocky Days. Actually, you know what? Let's throw it even back more to the Twilight Zone. Imagine, if you will, a world where every post, tweet, and meme are fact-checked, but not election votes. Also, imagine a world where the party that voted for a candidate that told black people they'd be back in chains if they didn't vote to support his ideas is now being celebrated for signing into law a holiday that commemorates the liberation of the very slaves they fought so hard to keep. You are entering a world where logic is the enemy and truth is a menace. You, my friend, are in the Twilight Zone. We're going to cover all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
The Salty Show.com.
You guys like my intro?
Yeah.
I started a little back. Did you guys have a happy Juneteenth day, by the way?
No. I did. I went to work.
Nope.
Or as Hunter Biden would call it, happy... never mind. His face. Never mind
yeah,
day.
Yeah, no. June 19th was not a good day for me.
No, they actually had to stop some of the parades because there was a shootout.
Oh, yeah.
At some of these June in like Michigan or something.
Well...
Can't make this shit up, guys.
Okay.
Can't make it up.
Yeah.
Can't make it up.
So I have a question. Why is it called Juneteenth? Why don't they just call it...
Because that...
June 19th, like they do July 4th or...
Back when it happened, that's what they deemed it in Texas.
Yeah.
Texas deemed it so, Juneteenth.
Because that's where it started.
Right. Right.
Well, so right, after so the slaves had been emancipated, not a lot of states got it, because obviously the world was a different time. People didn't get the news right away. And so somewhere in Texas, what part of Texas was this? Some slaves didn't get it.
I think Galveston?
Yeah, didn't get it until way later. So apparently, from what I understand, Texas has been celebrating this for a while now. And Trump pushed to get this passed last year, and the Democrats didn't want it. And now that Biden's there, they vote for it. And they're like, see, look what we did for you, black people, because we are not racist. Jesus Christ. And you know what? But what's sad about this is that people eat this shit up and they're like, oh, see? Oh, look at the Republicans who voted against it. This is why. And you know, it did create a divide, a meaningless divide within the Republican Party. I thought it was stupid. I'm like, just fucking pass it and just, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Like, all they're doing is pandering. That's all this shit is. You know, for me, that's a harmless little whatever. You know, but a lot of conservatives were saying, and who knows, you know, because the Democrats, they're conniving. So a lot of people are saying, well, you know what? If they do pass it, they're just going to use this as another tool, you know, to demonize conservatives. But we'll see.
Well, one of the things about that another argument that I heard about it, I celebrate. I don't give a fuck. I mean, it's a good thing. You know what I mean? Republicans should be celebrating it because Republicans freed the slaves from the Democrats. So it's really a Republican holiday.
Exactly.
You know, but what people were saying is they're going to use this as the excuse to get rid of 4th of July. So that's why a lot of people voted against it, because they see where they're going. Because the argument is 4th of July is only freedom of the white man from Britain. Not all men were free on 4th of July of independence, right? So Juneteenth is where all men have now been freed. So that's where people are like, they're going to try to rewrite history again, guys.
They're talking about redoing the flag, getting rid of the
Macy Gray wants a new American flag. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Fuck them.
And they're going to get it. They're going to get it.
Why do they want what do they want a new flag to be?
They want the stars to be colors to represent all the colors of America.
No,
fuck them.
That doesn't seem this like a very good idea.
I'm done.
Because again, it's like the LGBT shit. You know, look, we all know that history has not been kind to many people, right? For many, many, many.
Everyone. Right?
Okay.
Everyone.
Everybody, right? Everybody, yeah, that's what I said. For many, many years, everybody is fallen victim to some shit throughout the centuries of time, okay? So now we're going to sit there and totally redo everything. It's just fucking insane. Like, all these people that are crying that this is the worst country in the world are multi-fucking millionaires.
Yeah.
That have gotten rich in this country. If this country was so fucked up, right? If this country was so fucked up, you would never see billionaire minorities, multimillionaire minorities. Look, you know what I mean? Like,
we're
going to
cover
on.
This. Like, I have a segment right now coming up called Liberalism is a Mental Disorder. And we're going to cover, because there's a lot of shit, stupidity.
Yeah.
But I want to cover this, and it might be a little bit old, but it happened and we need to cover it. So Biden goes to Geneva, Switzerland, and he met with Putin. Now, the media was hyping up this event as if, you know, things were going to change, you know, between Russia and the United States because Trump fucked it all up. And now the event turned out to be somewhat anticlimactic and rather awkward at times. I'm going to say something. In fact, as it is in most cases, the media ended up being the focus of the attention. I'm talking about pushing and shoving each other, stupid shit. Even screaming at security. Dude, this is. At one point, Biden snapped at a CNN reporter when she challenged him on his approach to Putin. And he snaps at her. And I think later on, you know, his handlers told him, hey, you may have gone a little too far. So he ends up apologizing to CNN because he shouldn't have talked to her like that. We're going to get there. Now, Putin had originally challenged Biden to a debate, but everybody knows. I mean, like, especially after this week, you know, because he challenged Biden to a debate before all this happened. Right. And we all know Putin would destroy fucking Biden in a debate. Okay. Now, first thing I want to see show you is this here right here. So let me show you this debate. I'm sorry, this video. Can you guys see my screen?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to preface this way because this is going to go off in a lot of different things. But what he says here, did you watch this video?
I believe so. Okay, I watched a lot of this shit.
Listen to just, what he says.
He now, destroys him. He destroys
this is crazy because there's a lot of truth in what he's saying. So I just want you to pay attention here. Let me refresh this.
Of course not. We don't have this kind of habit of assassinating anybody. That's one. Number two is I want to ask you, did you order the assassination of the woman who walked into the Congress and who was shot and killed by a policeman? Do you know that 450 individuals were arrested after entering the Congress? And they didn't go there to steal a laptop. They came with political demands. 450 people have been detained. They're looking at jail time between 15 and 25 years, and they came to the Congress with political demands. Isn't that prosecution for political opinions?
So, okay, so I'm playing this because there's a lot more in this interview, okay? A lot more. Now, so he's talking about Ashley Babbitt, okay? Because if you remember when George Floyd died, the name of the police officer was released immediately. Here we are 5 months or how many 5 months after the whole quote unquote insurrection, and they're still not releasing the name of the person who shot Ashley Babbitt. Nobody knows who shot her. And
they know,
but we, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're not saying this. And that's what Putin is challenging the media, because the media is calling him a murderer and all this and all that. And he says, well, wait a minute. Didn't you guys just kill somebody who was out there protesting a political opponent of yours that you guys shot and killed and now have 400 people under arrest? Dude, he's saying a lot of things. Now, see, I think Putin doesn't really believe in what he's saying, right? This is what he's doing. He's just trying to create this animosity. He's criticizing the United States because, you know, the U.S. isn't living up to, you know, the fundamental values that we claim to have. And Candace Owen tweeted about this week or this past week. And she said something that is very true. She says, we no longer have the moral high ground when it comes to talking to these type of dictators when we have our own fucking government arresting people. Some of them are being charged with misdemeanors and they're being still held in jail for a misdemeanor, folks. This should be angering to a lot of people. Now, so they meet, all right? And it was, like I said, it was very anticlimactic. I'm going to be a little bit scattered here in potpourri because I didn't get a little organized, but I wanted to show you guys this one. So here is Biden. He's meeting with Putin. And I want you to see his demeanor, Jeremy. And I love how you describe things because I think you're the best one at describing what's happening in the video, okay. Okay. And I want you to observe Biden's posture and Putin's posture. And you tell me if you see what you noticed.
He mansplained
them. Okay.
He mansplained them.
Just watch this. Okay.
He's okay. Like, I don't even want to be here.
But you're just describing the posture. How do you see him sitting there?
Putin's just like, all right. He's like, what's going on here? He's got flashcards.
Yeah,
Biden brought flashcards to meet with Putin.
So Biden,
he remembers what he has to say and can't say?
No, he has his talking points on there.
Yes.
They gave him shit to say to him.
So who was it? Yeah. Newsmax or one of the, one of those. They took a picture of what was in his cue cards, dude. And it's basically his talking points now. But one thing that I didn't want you guys to see and what I wanted to comment on was, if you look at Biden is sitting there. To me, that type of sitting with your legs crossed, like there's a difference between having your legs, one leg over your knee, but he's completely fucking like there's yeah. nothing like you.
No, that's come a, on, that's bro. A, so that no, that they say for, like that's like weird. A distinct no. A lot of guys sit like that. Like a lot of business guys sit like that. That's like a distinguished, like that's like a delegate thing. I can't do it. My fucking nuts squeeze together, right?
Exactly.
But a lot of men, businessmen, politicians sit like that because it's more. It's
fucking
proper.
Weird.
See, Putin sitting there like, this is a waste of my time. He's mansplaining exactly. to like I would be like.
Mansplaining.
Spreading.
He's
mansplaining.
He's got his legs spread.
Spreading. Yeah, you keep saying splaining is
whatever.
Spreading. Mansplaining.
He's got his legs wide open. He's got the I don't give a fuck look on your face. You're babbling about nothing and I don't want to be here. You don't want to be here. And that's the demeanor. But what's interesting, though, about that meeting. So everyone's like, oh, fucking Biden won that meeting and Putin wouldn't even look him in the eye. They shook hands. Putin looked him in the eye and then literally turned the other way and just smiled at me. He's like, I don't fucking hate you. You know what I mean? But if you go back to when Putin and Trump met, okay, Trump was Putin in that situation, right? He was sitting there. He had his legs, man spreaded and all that. Putin had the fucking, had the flashcards.
Oh, did he?
So they went back and they showed, they go, Putin had notes and whatnot. They go, you see the difference between leaders?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. one's coming with the demands. The other one is going to, acknowledge the demand. You know what I mean? Trump came to Putin with demands. Putin came to Biden with demands.
Oh.
That's exactly how that was.
And Biden has his own demands. I'm going to talk about Biden's demands. A fucking idiot. But he, okay, so after the meeting. But I think Biden assumed that nobody was watched the video of him looking like a fool. I mean, seriously, like he had his fucking cue cards and, he was ready to, and even to the point where some people were talking about, does he have anywhere in between those lines, remember to breathe? Because the guy was in full panic mode. So after the meeting, he goes out in front of the cameras and basically brags about how he thought he was with Putin. Let me play this video. Okay. Because again, this is Biden bragging.
Yeah, chocolate chip. Wait, what?
Took his jacket off too.
Going after Russia when they violate human rights. It's about who we are. How could I be the president of the United States of America?
You're not.
Not speak out against the violation of human rights. I told him that unlike other countries, including Russia, we're uniquely a product of an idea. You've heard me say this before again and again.
Listen to this.
I'm going to keep saying it. What's that idea? We don't derive our rights from the government. We possess them because we're born, period. And we yield them to a government.
Wait, what?
No. We do not yield them to the government,
he
Joe.
He was doing so well. He was like, he almost had it. And he's like, we're born with these rights.
Well,
and then we yield them.
Did you notice how... Do you notice how he didn't say that they were what's the exact word? Not given to us by a higher being.
Yes,
but we were born with them.
Oh, yes. They are taking God out of every.
They're sliding that big G out of there.
Oh yeah,
you are so right. And there's another part where he even does it again. And, you know, it's another one of these. I'm going to have them. I'm making a list of all.
What is that saying?
God-given
right.
We are endowed by our creator with certain inalienable rights.
About the creator. The creator. Yeah. There you go. Yes. Endowed by the creator. Yes. Thank you.
So,
sorry.
So, I am endowed.
You
know,
to that, first of all, he misses the how, right? Like you said, Jeremy, you know, he's like, we're born with it. Well, how? How do we possess our rights? Like you said, Jeremy, they're given to us. You know,
they're not given to us. They are ours.
What I'm saying, they're given to us by God, not men, right? But you know what Biden would say?
They are not given to us by our government, that's for sure.
As Biden would say, you know, the thing.
The people did the thing.
They're given to us by, you know, the thing. Now, to me, this is the biggest facepalm of that speech. He gave Putin a list. I'm going to play this for you.
Is it his Christmas list?
Listen, dude, he goes pretty out much. There and he's like, guys, he gave him a list of our critical infrastructure that are off limits for cyber attacks. Dude, I'm not kidding. You can't make this shit up.
I'm sorry, what?
He
sounds to me like a hit list. Wait, what just happened?
He went out in front of the camera and he said, folks, I told Putin, I looked him in the, and I told him, I gave him a list of our critical infrastructure, and I told him, do not attack these places. That's what Biden did.
Oh my God.
I'm not kidding.
Oh my God.
You can't make this shit up, bro. But okay, hold on.
Palo Verde Nuclear fucking center.
Right over here.
Attack the Hoover Dam.
30 miles east of. Stay away from Area 52. That's where you need to avoid. It's right here. Don't go there.
To melt that shit down. We got to stop the audits and we're going to blow it.
Here are all of our nuclear missile silos. Don't mess with them.
Here, like,
hey, all of our subs.
Here are where our audits
are
happening.
We're going to give you a website that has a location.
Make sure you don't bomb the audits over here, right in Arizona. The Coliseum. Please don't attack that. What a fucking
and there's little. He's like, why? What do you have in Montana? Oh, that's where the seat. That's where they put motherfuckers in to do the audit.
I'm going to say this because okay, so hold on. Let's pretend to give him the benefit of the doubt. Okay, let's pretend that he didn't tell them where the things were located. Let's just pretend. And even if it, you know, he just told them, hey, don't attack our infrastructure. Even if that's all he said, what is everything else fair play, Biden? You know what I mean? Like, hey, these are our place. Don't attack our infrastructure, but everything else, cool. We don't care. What? How about telling him, don't fuck with us or we're going to bomb the shit out of you? How fucking Trump would do. You know, I swear, this guy's a fucking moron, dude. But
he's a pussy.
He is. He's a fucking pussy.
Both of those.
but here it is, pussy. Guys. Silver linings. No more mean tweets. No more mean tweets. Aww. Well, you know.
But I never thought his tweets were mean.
I gotta go pet my unicorn now.
Some of the time, the tweets were like, all right, you probably shouldn't have tweeted because there's no point to that. But anyway, but what's interesting is what I found out about ransomware over the weekend. Apparently, if you pay ransomware, then you get to deduct it against your, you get to deduct it on your
taxes. What if the feds get your money back?
So every company is like, oh, we're going to pay this shit because we're getting the money back. And I'm like, motherfucker.
Who gets the bill?
That's why they were like...
We do. The taxpayer gets the bill.
We're paying the fucking bill. Every time somebody pays ransomware, these corporations, they get to write it off on their taxes. It's a win-win.
Well, they,
so what's
they don't
the,
get all
so
of
what's,
it back.
They get to write all their losses off.
Well, right. It's a loss, but that's...
If you lose $5 million and you write $5 million off, so now, listen to this shit. This is what I would do if I was corporate America, knowing that I can really fuck the system. I would, the way my brain works is, oh, I'm going to have, hey, hack my shit.
Yeah.
No.
I'll pay you, hide it, and oh, fuck yeah.
No.
People are shady as fuck, homie. I would do it in a heartbeat.
No.
You don't think this is happening? Now, hold on. So going back to this thing that, you
like
know,
they wouldn't steal an election,
this whole scenario. Okay. So you know what I think the most likely thing that happened with Biden giving him a fucking list of places they
chocolate ice cream.
Putin should have won. And I think it's the possibly the worst reason. Most likely this is what happened. Biden is an idealist. He really believes that if he used kind words and he clasped his hands, kneeling, pleading with Russia, showing them our belly, that they're going to stop. And mm-hmm. I'm sure Putin looked at that list, looked around in disbelief, and was like, this is like fucking taking candy from a baby. That's what Putin did, man. He was just like looking around.
Well, he's
like,
yeah, don't kid yourself. Putin knew everything on that list before Joe Biden gave it to him. But fact that he did it just proves that he's an idiot.
But again, nobody knows exactly what was on the list. But even the fact that he goes, here are the 12 key things that you need to make sure that you don't compromise.
Right.
You know, power and oil and this, you know. Really? You're an idiot. Because obviously everybody knows that is critical to every fucking major country. So, duh. Like, why would you give him that list? Like, it's common fucking sense. Like, hey, you really want to fuck a country up? Yeah, get rid of their water supply, their power supply, their fucking oil, their fucking military. That's pretty simple, guys. Go after the financial institutions, crash that shit. Like, duh.
Exactly.
I'm not even a fucking hacker, and that's just called logic.
So,
the food supply.
After the meeting, Biden goes out and, you know, he's giving in the same speech. And I want you to watch this video.
That looks like he's dead. It looks like Weekend's a fucking Bernie.
He looks like the Walter from that Jeff Dunham puppet.
Yeah.
Made it clear to President Putin that we'll continue to raise issues of fundamental human rights. Because that's what we are. That's who we are. The idea is we hold these truths self-evident. But all men and women. We haven't lived up to it completely, but we've all...
We hold as a... Oh, men, no women. Okay. What? Bro, you can't make this shit up. This is the leader of the free world.
It's a stuttering problem.
The United States of America, the most powerful country in the world, we elected a buffoon. A fucking moron.
No, we didn't. That's the problem. We did not elect this asshole.
Yeah, you're right.
They put the perfect asshole in front of the camera.
All right, so let's go to this next one here, okay? This next video, Biden, he admits that he's not the one making the decisions on what reporters he can talk to. I'm not kidding. This is sad. This is pathetic.
He has to check his list before he talks to one of them?
Yeah, listen. Listen to this shit.
Take your questions, and as usual, folks, they gave me a list of the people I'm going to call on. So, Jonathan, Associated Press.
What? I was given a list, folks.
Wow.
Who I can...
Trump? Yeah. You know what irks my fucking asshole?
That he's the playing president of the United States?
Yeah, that he's playing president. But, like, as much as Trump's an asshole, right, and the way he was a reporter, he knew every single reporter's name in there and what they wrote about him and about the spin on every... He knew everything. So to tell me that guy is not intelligent, not sharp, not aware, not fucking knowledgeable of what's going on, stop it. Right. There's no way this guy can remember, unless you're really good at what you do, and as a businessman, you have to do that. He knows everybody's name. I guarantee he probably even at Christmas time sent them fucking gifts too about shit they liked. I guarantee it. As much as he did shit, that's what business people do as a CEO. I guarantee all those reporters got shit from Trump that they liked. But they just won't tell you that.
Documentary. There was a documentary that one of his assistants, even before he was president, everything that anybody wrote about him, they would have it bookmarked. The magazines would be stacked on his desk. And that's the first thing that he would read. What everybody was writing about him. So, like you said,
narcissist,
Tim,
but you know,
but he's in the know. You know what I mean? Like you said, but those people, if Biden knew all their names and knew what they wrote, they would love him finally. And Trump does it.
He doesn't know their names.
He doesn't. These motherfuckers.
He doesn't remember. Yeah. He doesn't even know who he is. He's at 90. Yeah. You know, I'm Joe Biden. I think they actually have it on his cards that your name is Joe Biden.
Yeah.
So, I really do think.
Biden did so poorly that even CNN, folks, even CNN, the bastion of truth, is being forced to admit that Biden is protected by his aides. They're admitting, dude, I'm telling you, especially after what he's just said right here. Look at this report from CNN. CNN is admitting this, folks. They're like, it might seem like Biden is...
All of the really images and the narrative from this summit is set. He wanted to take that off the table. But we have seen President Biden do that frequently. What we've not seen him do is answer questions like that without his aides screaming at him to stop. I have never seen a president, covering the last four of them, who is so protected by his aides in terms of often not wanting him to answer some questions before getting on a
plane. Yeah, there it is. This guy. God,
wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great to get him separated from his aides and just sit down and record an interview with the guy? And just all you got to do is ask a couple of simple questions, and he'll just, it'll be like a snowball going downhill. He'll just destroy himself and just sit back and just smile and watch him be a complete idiot.
I got something better than getting him away from his aides. How about all the news organizations actually go back to doing their job and reporting the facts and going, wait a minute, this is not good, right? And I understand, like, you want to kind of spin things to where America doesn't look weak, but it gets to a point where you have to go, what is wrong with this guy? Mm-hmm. You have to, if Trump was babbling on like this fucking guy is, now he's like, how he fucking forgets everything, they would want him out of office. They want the 25th. When he got COVID, they wanted to do the 25th.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this
they just
guy,
wanted him out. They didn't
right,
care
but this
whatever
guy, like,
tool
if they actually
used,
did their jobs and said,
like cheating in an election.
A lot of people news have covered Alzheimer's. Some people have probably had parents with Alzheimer's or
dementia.
Dementia. You know.
Oh yeah, my grandmother had that terrible.
So there's a lot of people that have gone through this are looking at this guy going, he ain't right, but they can't admit it. They can't say nothing because it goes against the narrative of the organization. Because if CNN started going, man, his mental health is not right, something's wrong, then everybody do it. They would have no choice but to 25th this motherfucker. And then the 80 million people that voted for him are going to be like, huh?
The 80 million?
Right. Well, I'm just saying, the 80 million that voted for him are going to go, wait a minute, you told me he was fine. How the hell did in 6 months he go from being the healthiest guy riding a bike, eating ice cream like a fucking 2-year-old to... all of a sudden, he's fucking weakened at Bernie's. Like, they pulled the biggest fucking wool over everybody's eyes, man.
Well,
this guy is not, he's not there.
They pulled it over the stupid people's eyes. The rest of us are going, what are you people thinking?
An intelligent person can't think that he won.
Sometimes the world media is telling more of the truth than our own media.
Yeah.
Right? Because during this whole thing, you know, CNN couldn't help this out. I showed this clip here, but for the most part, they were covering this as if Biden did something, you know, he didn't do shit. And the rest of the world, like I said, they noticed. And let me show you this clip from Australia. They make fun of CNN because, you know what I mean? Like, because they're like, CNN is like, is this a news organization? Watch this shit.
Now, because the media has been gushing as their beloved Joe Biden prepares for his trip to the United Kingdom to attend the G7 summit. Listen to how CNN is reporting this momentous event.
Joe Biden is stepping onto the world stage for the first time as president, an equal to foreign leaders.
Now, let's go back in time to 2018 and see if those same newsrooms offer the presidency of Donald Trump such light and positive coverage.
Attic and deepening G7 divide, better put perhaps as G6 versus 1.
Sophie, they're calling it the G6 when Trump's there, but Joe Biden's there, and it's momentous, and it's positive, and it's glowing, they're trying to give the illusion that he doesn't have any disputes with any of these international leaders. What do you think of that?
I just think Joe Biden is a lucky person. He has got all the media on his side, or most of the media on his side, particularly CNN, completely at odds with what they did to Trump. So, his popularity surely can only win from this because he's getting so much positive PR through the journalists who are massive fans of him. It's really quite appalling to watch. And what happened to straight news reporting, which doesn't seem to be existent there?
Nick, it's not really journalism, is it? It's the stenographers in a way, aren't they? They're documenting history, but they're not being critical. But with Trump, ultra critical, inflammatory in some
always,
ways.
Always, always. Trump could do no right. I mean, give Biden his due. He did get to the top of the Air Force One steps without tripping over his shoelace.
Good on him.
The reality is, you know, you talk to Brett Sheridan on The Australian or anybody who knows about foreign affairs, there are considerable question marks over Biden's foreign affairs policy. It's not proven yet. Whereas it was the one area, in fact, in which Donald Trump did very well, pivoting on China, bringing about.
So I'm gonna leave it there. Sorry, I played it longer than I should have. Now, you know, and again, this is the world news, and they're looking at our own news and saying, are we getting real news, or is this just some left wing, you know, propaganda? And we know it's propaganda. Something that also happened, you know, as this Biden was meeting with Putin. And this is weird. I didn't even know this. I guess Osama bin Laden's niece is pro-Trump. Okay. She was out there protesting Biden. Did you know this?
Yeah, she had a sign. Yeah, she had a sign that said Trump won.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Let me show you this.
Does she live in America?
She was a big supporter of Donald Trump. Like, well, no, wait. She got banned from Twitter. Because she lives in America? No, she lives in Switzerland.
Yep.
Switzerland. So she's basically separated herself from Al-Qaeda and all of them. Okay. Trump won.
Yeah, she's out there with Trump flags right in front of the summit, wherever that shit happened.
Yeah.
Interesting. And now what's concerning
Obama's
about...
Obama's brother is a Trump supporter.
Yeah.
Obama's brother?
Yeah, Obama's brother hates Obama. He hates Barack. He was
Don't
trying
we
to
all?
He was the one.
So, anyways, you know, while all this is going on, you know, the world is focusing on Russia, and Biden's like, "Oh, I'm going to go talk rough with Russia and we're going to set things straight. I give him a list, blah blah blah." And somebody mentioned this, and it's so true. What is concerning about all this, right? That Russia this, Russia that. Everyone has been ignoring China.
Mhm.
And I was watching this conservative podcaster. He was talking about, you know, how China's playing a 100-year strategy to position themselves as, you know, to the sole superpower. And if you guys didn't know this, the Communist Party still rules China. Mm-hmm. The same Communist Party from the 1940s, from Mao. The same party that killed 50 million people, a staggering number that towers over Hitler's death count. And they still, to this day, they enable dictatorships like Kim Jong-un, you know. And when Biden says, I'm given a list of things I can do, I wonder who's pulling the fucking goddamn strings, Biden. And I wouldn't be surprised if China is somewhere one of those strings that is getting pulled. And something that happened this week, I just read this early this morning, that there's a Chinese defector, a former vice minister of the state of security in China, has defected to the United States. And apparently this happened sometime in February. So remember how we were all saying...
I sent that to you.
Yeah. So remember how you sent it to me back then? This just broke this week.
No, I sent it to you when I saw it from Red State.
Yeah, no, I saw this on some other Twitter one. But
Red State broke the story.
Okay, so the vice minister of state of security in China has defected, and apparently he's spilling, and he went to the DIA, and the DIA is controlled by the army or the military.
What is DIA?
Defense
Internal Affairs?
No.
It's the DNI. The DNI. They went to the DNI.
Defense Where National
Radcliffe was.
What is it? Intelligence?
I forget what the DNI stands for. Too many acronyms.
Department of National Okay.
National Intelligence.
Sorry,
maybe
never
you might
heard
be right.
of that.
But anyways, so
Director of National Intelligence.
Okay, so but what's crazy about and again, this just broke. But remember how we were saying What happened? How come everybody just changed their tune with the whole coronavirus thing? right? What? How did it just freaking flip? And even Biden, you know, is like, oh, maybe, yeah, we're good. Well, apparently this guy is giving out information about what China really did. And again, vindicating what Trump has been saying all along. This is the Wuhan virus, folks. This comes from China. They are the ones who created it. And apparently this guy is spilling some. I don't know. The story just broke out. I don't know.
There's a lot.
What is happening now? So, yeah, go ahead.
It's not just COVID. This guy's giving them who on the American side has been giving the CCP intelligence.
Good.
Swalwell.
We need to know that.
That fucking cuck.
Swalwell.
Who's infiltrated what areas of business and education? You know what I mean? So he's basically, they're saying that he's giving them everything.
Great. Well, something needs to happen with it. Problem is we nothing's get this information happen. And we don't do anything with it. It's like, what the hell?
Nothing's going to happen. This motherfucker, after meeting with Putin, held back $100 million aid to Ukraine. Last I checked, we had a whole impeachment scandal for that motherfucking thing. Same exact thing.
Yeah, well, get on that, Pelosi, cunt.
What's crazy is that I'm starting to see prominent figures jumping the COVID ship. And I think the biggest one that happened last week was Jon Stewart. I don't know if you guys have been watching some of his clips going online.
I saw that.
It's where he's now openly admitting that this whole conspiracy that may have been true, you know, and he was on the Colbert show and Colbert was, you know, just trying to downplay this. And he's like, bro, how does it break from the very places it's supposed to be investigating, viruses? It comes from there. Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. It was a freaking bat. Fuck out of here. People created this virus and now we're, dealing with it.
Well, because you got to remember now, every comedian, you see all the comedians now, they're all in lockstep going, this cancel culture's got to stop. Well, for the last 4 years, you were okay with it. But now, because Orange Man is gone, they're coming for you next. And they realize it because they go, shit, we can't do our jokes anymore. Like, we can't make fun can't make fun of COVID. You can't make fun of lockdowns. Right. You can't make fun of fucking people, transvestite. You can't make fun of nothing anymore because they're coming for you.
All right.
And now they're going, oh, shit.
One of the biggest hit comedians over the last 25 years, Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
He stopped doing shows at colleges because of this whole woke.
Yeah.
He's like, I just don't do them anymore. They have no sense of humor. They don't know. They can't take a joke to save their lives. And he's just like, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
And this canceled every time you say something. Oh, we got to cancel him. Got to cancel her. Got to cancel that guy. Got to cancel her. Got to cancel it. Got to cancel they.
Dude, it's a generation of I want to speak to the manager.
Yeah.
That's this generation. I want to speak to the manager.
You know what? Let's get into this. Liberalism is a fucking mental disorder. I'm going to call this segment that. So, and I have a few videos here, and guys, these are just videos that are coming out this week, and this is, it's a snowball, man, that's just picking up steam, and people are getting even more crazier. So, it is a mental disorder. So let me start with this one, okay? Watch this bullshit, man. I'm just like, what is happening to our society? Did you see this one, Tim?
Yeah. This is my favorite one.
Watch this, Jeremy. Listen to what she says.
This is kind of scary because I only realized this a couple of days ago, and I've only come out to a few people. I'm a guy.
I'm a guy.
I'm a guy.
What?
I'm a guy. Grandma's there, I'm like, what?
Guy.
What am I watching? She's a guy. She's a guy, folks.
Well, she's looking at her idiot granddaughter wearing a cape and blue hair. Is that blue hair?
So
and
you remember back in the day? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to interrupt you real quick. So
combat boots and shorts.
So I've sent this to Nelson, way back. So the Italian comedian Sebastian Maniscalco. Okay, mm-hmm. He had the perfect skit when he was like talking about these people dressing as babies and everything, and he's like, "These are the people back in the day that lived in the basement, right? They never came out of the basement, but then the internet came out, and then they got a keyboard, right? Mm-hmm. So now they're on their keyboard, right? Being that keyboard warrior, but now that keyboard warrior is now has the balls to come out into the light because the keyboard warrior is acceptable in society. Like, this shit is crazy. This is what happens when you let people...
grievance culture, right? Is that what they call
fucking
it?
Fucking have a keyboard, surf the internet, and come up with some crazy shit because they're fucked in the head because they have shitty parenting.
This is not an anomaly. Like I said, this is a snowball that is gaining... It's just speeding up and getting bigger. Here's another one, guys.
This is the norm now. This is the norm. Being normal is that. If you're not doing that, you're not normal now.
I guess I can't show you that one. But I have another one. I have more. I'm telling you, it doesn't end.
It's a non-stop.
Watch this shit.
Oh, this bitch.
Oh, my God.
Or whatever, the fucking pansexual fucking...
Slut fuckers, my patience has run out. Pansexuality is not inherently biphobic. They are both valid sexualities. Both of them. And while, yes, I have seen pansexual people use that label for questionable reasons, they pretty quickly get it once you explain things to them. They do. And not only that, but do you know who likes to use specific or micro labels? Neurodivergent people. Sometimes we just have to do whatever we can to feel safe and comfortable. And using a more specific label can be our outlet for that. If you took all that energy you spend calling people biphobic and saying they're performing bi erasure and just educated them, there would be less biphobia. There would be less bi erasure because you've explained it and people will know the difference.
Yeah.
Derek Williams got the best face.
So look, I'm gonna say this.
So
what is he babbling about?
I'm lost. That's what I wanted to know. I am completely lost. I understood Jeremy, like four of the words that came out of
its
mouth.
It's a nonsensical word salad being rattled off, you know, to make her sound, you know, like intelligent, but she sounds like an auctioneer taking bids on our liberties. What? Shut the fuck up. Let me show you this one more, and then I'm gonna get into what the fuck is happening with society. Liberalism is a mental disorder.
Like, I'm idiot phobic.
And Tim brought the subject on, and I'm gonna show you guys because I was like, dude, just one after the other. Fucking. Here's another one. What this girl says here shows you how the goalpost keeps moving, but now the goalpost is not just moving. The goalpost is, they have it in their hand and they're just waving it. And it's just like, I'm not lying. You think I'm lying.
They play capture the fucking flag. That's what they're doing.
Oh, actually, I'm gender fluid. Oh, okay. Wait, what does gender fluid mean again? Gender fluid means my gender changes depending on the day or week or even depending on the hour. It also means the pronouns I'm comfortable with can change too. Oh, so how do I know what pronouns to use for you and other gender fluid people? We all express them differently, but personally I express them through color-coded bracelets. Pink means she, her, yellow means they, them, and blue means he, him. And if I'm comfortable with more than one pronoun, I will combine them. Oh, okay, so today's a she, they day? You got it. Okay.
Okay,
I'll keep that in mind.
Wow, okay. So I need to say this.
Obviously
I need to
she's
say
making
this.
Fun of him.
No, this is real. I promise you. I went and looked her account, and she is real. I'm not kidding with you. I thought so too, Tim. When I saw this, I was like, no, this has got to be fake. No, her account, this is what she really believes. Now, here, I'm going to say this, dude.
Oh, my God.
You can never win with these people. It's the oppression Olympics, like they've called it. And the winner is determined by what group is deemed to be the most offended. The goalpost, like we said, keeps moving on what are all the genders that you should be conscious about or sensitive to.
Can we call it it?
But see,
I'm just going to call it it.
You're I think it. That's the point here. That's what their goal is. There will always be a victim class because there will always be something someone needs reparations for. You know, for. And to me, this is a race to the bottom. That's what we're doing. Now, Tim sends me this right before the show begins. and this to me is beautiful because she summarizes the day that we're living in all these fucking videos that I just showed you. The idiocy. Liberalism is a mental disorder. And New Jersey's beauty queen competitor, I don't know if she won, but she was apparently in the competition. She was asked a question. And listen to, I love this response because it is so true on the day that we live in, where we're losing our goddamn mind.
This is a the Miss America pageant? New Jersey pageant. Miss New Jersey?
Yeah.
New Jersey pageant. Okay.
Yeah. But again, watch this. And again, this is the new rebel. This is the counterculture because our culture, you know, today's society is fucking going down the drain. But there is a glimmer of hope when I see this.
Hi, Justine.
Hello.
What is the most important issue your generation is facing today and why?
Our generation is experiencing an epidemic of censorship and entitlement. And it's because our professors and our celebrities are teaching students to be narcissists, to believe that any view that differs from their own is an existential threat. And this is what I experienced on my own campus with censorship, to the point where people believe that speech is violence so that they can threaten other people with violence simply because they disagree with them.
Beautiful. She sounds like AOC, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, right, when I first heard that, I was like, did AOC put on a wig?
Free speech. It is listed first under the Bill of Rights for a reason. Without it, all other liberties crumble. But today, we're watching free speech get hammered to the ground by the very institutions that are supposed to promote diversity of thought. Let me ask you something.
Takes the mic out.
Are you a student?
Bam.
Are you a teacher? Are you a professor? The mere words, "I'm offended," are now being used as an excuse to silence students, fire professors, and cancel people simply because they do not toe the popular line of thought. And that's what I experienced, an Orwellian phenomenon dominating my own campus to the point where it got borderline violent. But through the Miss America organization, I will promote Miss New Jersey as Miss New Jersey by empowering the voices of young women who are not afraid to stand up for what they believe in and become a voice to be reckoned with.
I love it. I love it. That was beautifully said.
Okay. And I'll vote for her.
Wait, yeah, she's a young girl, and she said things that needed to be said. Look, I have a few friends that are teachers, and it is the dumbing down of our society where people are focusing more and more on feelings than academics. You know, academia. You know, people are no longer teaching. It is, oh, well, how do I give this student a way to so that they can feel good about themselves. And I had a friend of mine was telling me, I cannot fail this student. The system is made so that I cannot. This student hasn't shown up to class the whole year, maybe twice showed up to class. Do you think I can fail that student? And I listened to that and I'm like, bullshit. She's like, I can't, because the school system is more concerned about, well, you know what? It's COVID and people have it hard. And you know what? We can't. What? What the fuck, dude? And so this is, again, people are being, look, I'm going to say this, okay? I have a friend of mine, and I'm not, without saying names, but I need to say this because this is a true story. Friend of mine, goes through this program, and she tells me, I got a scholarship, and they paid for 4 years in through this organization that we both know who they are, that was, sponsoring these kids and, you know, whatever. This organization, was able to get in contact with some university. The university was able to give this student a scholarship. Okay. Now, as part of the scholarship, person had to write an essay. Okay. Now, I was friends with this person for a while. And throughout this whole time, I'm like, well, you know what? Let me read the essay. Because I was curious, you know, like, what essay made you win this whole thing? Guys, I read this essay. And I'm not kidding to you. This was like if it was written by a fifth grader. Okay. Very poorly written, and this is college status material, supposed to be. And when I tell you that I read that and I said, oh, and I told her that, I was being honest with her. I go, you know why you won this? And I'm being completely honest with you. You didn't win this because you wrote a great paper. You won this because A, you're a young mom. B, you're Hispanic. C, you know, you're a girl. No. This is the God honest truth. And I said, I'm sorry to tell you this, but this is not college material. And she's like, I know. And I said, what's sad about this is that some student who was probably worthy of winning this award, who was better qualified, wrote a better paper, but because of the time that we live in, you know, this whole woke shit, some student missed out on a great opportunity and probably earned it even more than you did. This is the goddamn truth. No, we are no longer rewarding good work. We are rewarding what we want to, you know, this narrative that people are feeding it into. And so when I look at this and like I said in the beginning of the show, right now, truth is going to be what's going to liberate this country from this darkness that we're in. We have to tell the truth everywhere that we can. If we stay silent and just go along to get along and play along with this stupidity, we will find ourselves lost in a totalitarian state. We will. I say this over and over again. But people are no longer saying the goddamn truth, man. I don't know what the fuck is happening. Am I? Is it just me? Am I losing my goddamn mind?
No.
I've said it 1,000 times on the show, with friends, everything. It's idiocracy. We are in that world now, guys. Ouch, I'm sorry. Wait, it starts off with no kid left behind, and then the participation trophies, and everybody gets pizza. Nobody's a winner. Everybody's a winner. What? Like,
we're not allowed to have best friends.
Yeah. Like,
did you know that?
What?
The schools are telling kids not to call someone their best friend because that hurts their other friends' feelings that they're not their best friend. So they're just supposed to be friends or good friends.
Suck it up, Buttercup.
Yeah.
It blows my mind away. Like, but again, where's it all learning? Where's it all coming from? It's coming from schools. I'm sorry. When schools are saying don't do this.
No, they're not schools. They're indoctrination centers.
So I read a really interesting stat just earlier today from Corey DeAngelis, because he's the one on doing a lot of the school choice shit around the country and getting a lot of headway on it. 1.6 million kids have de-enrolled from public schools in 2020.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah. Good. I know. I have two of them in my house.
Here's the deal. If the goal is to create dumb kids, homeschool them. Because at least, you know what? They can still be taught morals at home, you know? Because not all these parents, not every parent dumb? Actually will teach their kids like you guys do. You know what
true.
I mean?
Okay.
But true. At least they can get morals. They can learn something, you know? Whether or not they learn that, you know, E equals MC squared, who gives a shit? You know what I mean? Unless you're going to go be a fucking physicist, that's what matters. You know what I'm saying? But to sit there and go to these schools and get your time wasted, dude, they actually had to fire the girl for, remember the couple weeks ago, the video with the masturbation at the school in New York? Oh, yeah, they fired that bitch because the parents, but they didn't want to. If it didn't get exposed, this would have never been a thing, and these kids would have been learning about fucking masturbating in fucking kindergarten. Really?
The school stated that they didn't want to fire her, but they felt pressure.
They felt pressure.
Oh, okay.
You know, when they let somebody go,
well, right. She's not just fired. She should have been thrown in jail for child pornography.
Regardless, but I'm just saying that if this stuff doesn't get exposed, right? It's been going on forever. It's finally getting exposed in some way, you know, some shape or form. But this is the minutia of what's getting. You like that word? Huh? This is the bare minimum of what's getting
this guy
getting exposed. Right? Imagine if parents were actually involved from the beginning of before COVID in their kids. These schools wouldn't be schools would be a lot different if parents were actually more fucking involved in the bake sale.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, I think the whole conventional classroom students and, you know what I mean, like for as a blanket system for everybody, I think this was more used as a way to indoctrinate kids. You know, this whole no child left behind, every single child. No. Some kids just can't learn. This is the guidance. Not everybody can be a doctor and a scientist, folks. Not everybody can. Because if everybody's a doctor and a scientist, who's going to fucking lay bricks? Who's going to do these jobs? And who's to say that the person who's laying bricks cannot start their own business and create a great life for themselves?
How do you think all these immigrants got ahead in life? Exactly. They started off laying the bricks and then they became the...
What I'm saying is that to create this lie that, oh, every child needs the... No, that's a goddamn lie. It's a lie like the whole food pyramid was a fucking lie. To line the pockets of people who... This was a lie. Everybody needs to go to school is a fucking lie. And until we stand up against this and collectively as a society say no, like is happening, like you said, Tim, I don't know how many, 1 million. I love that number. Yes. More people leave in droves, get the fuck out of these, because these places, even if you just sit at home and fucking play with your belly all day, that you're no longer going to get the indoctrination bullshit that you're getting in the schools. And to me, that's a win. It is a win. So I see that even better than just putting it, because look, how many friends do I know that because we grew up in church, you know, we had the same ideas. We were very conservative. They went to college, blue haired and crazy freaking liberals came out. They were indoctrinated. They were brainwashed by their professors. That's what they've become. They're factories, leftist Marxist factories. And you know what the evidence of that is? It's what's happening today in our society. Now that we've played around with this for the last 50 years, you know, our inner cities today have turned into war zones. I was looking at I saw this post, 60 people shot in Chicago last weekend, mostly black on black crime in a city run by blacks top to bottom. 20 people last week shot in New York. But what are we being told? White supremacy is the problem. That's what Biden wants you to believe.
Asian hate.
Now, something that broke this week also, dude, when I saw this, I don't normally, blast out group messages in the morning, but I had to do that with this one because I was so angry when I read this. The FBI involved in orchestrating the January 6th insurrection, Jeremy. You heard me right. Was the FBI involved in orchestrating the January 6th insurrection? Listen to this. And for my dear listeners, I'm not going to play the whole thing because it's fairly long. But go search for this. And don't use Google. Use DuckDuckGo, because Google, you're not going to find it. Okay. So based on new evidence that's being put out there, and I can't say absolutes because, again, but use your brain, folks, because remember, this is the same FBI, and as we learn shit about what's happened to in different instances, we're learning that the FBI has a history of doing weird shit. One, remember how they set up Michael Flynn? Two, remember how they spied on Trump? They did. Three, remember how they lied in the FISA courts to spy on Trump? They lied. Remember how they covered up Hillary's email scandal? Remember today when they don't even want to investigate Hunter Biden's fucking laptop? And the lies continue in Congress. Dude, this is angering. And Tucker Carlson reported on this. This wasn't just some crazy, you know what I mean? Like this is Fox News primetime TV, Tucker Carlson talking about FBI operatives organized everything that was insurrection, quote unquote, that happened. And how do we know this? What he said in one of the major things was that they're charging people who participated, and this is all in the court documents, right? Where they name the people who are being charged, and then there is a redaction on the people who coordinated it. In other words, they don't reveal the name, and these people are not being charged. And it is a big number. And so Tucker Carlson and a lot of people now, even some senators and some congresspeople are saying, who are those people? Why aren't they being charged? Are these FBI agents who were supposedly infiltrating these extremist groups? Because remember, Biden said that, these are extremist groups. So what they were doing is they were instigating, and I saw a bunch of videos on TikTok, dude. These people were going in and telling people, oh, yeah, we're going to go and we're going to riot. And they were FBI agents, dude. This is what we're being told. This is what, if you look at the evidence, this is what it looks like. Yeah.
The crowd was like, no, we're not doing that. That's wrong. They're like, we're going to storm the Capitol. They said, no, we're not. Like, that's stupid.
And there's even, again, folks, I don't have definite here, but follow the evidence and do your own research. But what I'm gathering from what I'm seeing is that some people were even paid to participate. And Tucker Carlson said this, if there was pay, that is illegal. The U.S. government cannot do that. Now, these are not high officials doing this either, okay? Because a lot of people will say, well, no, you know, that's the top that is the corrupt part of the FBI. No. These are people who are boots on the ground, who are involved in this shit, and this needs to be prosecuted. These people need to be brought, because you cannot have an intelligence agency involved in instigating insurrections and then jail the people who were just in it looking around, and the people who were actually breaking the windows and making it seem for the news media as if it was the right wing. But yet it was those people. It was FBI agents, because the news media, remember, and this is what a lot of people are saying, that this was coordinated, that the FBI is working with the media that to coordinate this, because some media members knew where to look, where to point the cameras, where to do anything. So people are saying, wait a minute, that's weird. You have, what was his name? John Sullivan, working for the CNN, going into the building and then saying, we did it. What do you mean we did it? Who is we? These are the people who need to be dragged into court and be investigated. Who did you work with? Why were you instigating? How come you're a CNN correspondent or whatever? You contribute to the CNN and you sold your video. See, these are the things, dude. This is looking more and more like this was coordinated, and this is evil, and this is wrong, and we need to get answers. Yeah.
So you gotta back this thing all the way the fuck up, right? Trump won in 16, then the Russian hoax came, right? Mm-hmm. So it's been lies and lies, and like you said, right? So there's already been a shadow, there's already been doubt in half the country, and it got bigger over the 4 years, right? Every step of the way, smear, scandal after scandal. Now COVID comes, and all of a sudden, people are opening their economies, you know, Georgia, Florida, a lot of these places started opening up. Things were rebounding, right? George Floyd happened, and it's like, shit. But Antifa was burning fucking buildings down, like, going, God damn it. Trump saying law and order, and now it's starting to change people's minds, okay? Mm-hmm. But now you're getting into the election. He kept saying, from day one, mail-in ballots is going to be the way they're going to cheat. And he said their plan from jump. He goes, this is dangerous, this is wrong. But his team never contested it when they changed the rules last minute, blah, blah, blah. Now the election comes. Now you get caught kicking poll watchers out, right? Which is fucking illegal. And I don't know how that was allowed. Then you kick them out and you put up boards all over the place saying you can't watch us count, right? Then at 3 o'clock in the morning in four different states, you stop the fucking count, roll ballots in there, caught on camera. Statistically impossible. 300,000 ballots for one person? Get the fuck out of here. There's 382,000 fucking ballots in there. 300,000 were for one person, 82 is for Trump? Yeah, highly unlikely. But you're going to say, well, because our people voted by mail because of COVID. They were being safe. Oh, so that's shit. So right there. But now you got all these people seeing the videos, all this shit being exposed, Twitter censoring this, that, and the third. Hunter Biden's laptop with him doing fucking crack with fucking underage girls. They've censored it all away. Now, they kept saying January 6th is the big one. This is where they can, you know, reject the electors. Every state started sending their own people. They were banned from walking into the fucking building. They were banned. So now you got all these people in D.C. ready for the march. This was all a fucking setup, because they knew this was the grand finale that we will get these fuckers to do this because they are so pissed and we got caught, but now we're going to spin this shit on these motherfuckers. All right? This is the final straw of Donald Trump never being allowed to run for presidency, because now when he runs again in 2024, if he announces it, all people are going to see for 2 years is that fucking video of them storming the fucking Capitol.
Well, here's
so
the deal.
Donald Trump.
So I'm glad you brought that up, because, okay, so we live in modern times, the age of surveillance. And you're talking about one of the most important places in the United States, the U.S. Capitol. Jeremy, they have 14,000 hours of surveillance footage from that day that is not being released. And a lot of people are saying we need a Freedom of Information Act. This needs to be released, because what are they hiding? They're hiding the faces of some of these FBI operatives, the people who were involved in this shit, people who need to be brought in, asked who coordinated this. How far were you involved? Did you pay people for this? Were you the one bashing windows? Why is an FBI agent bashing windows? Okay, because this is these. Okay, because if you're instigating this, and then you step back and you're like, why would Trump supporters do this? No, doesn't work that way. And so, like Tim says, there was a lot of people who were saying, no, we're not going to do that. No, law and order, law and order. And I've shown you the videos. Once the people got in, because this is what they thought. Like Tim says, this is what they thought. They thought they were just going to do a little push, like the fucking Joker. And here we go. That's what they thought was going to happen, and all hell was going to break loose. But guess what? Conservatives just walked in and they're like, oh, that's cool. Yeah. And then some of the conservatives like, hey, folks, don't do that. You know, let's just everybody calm down. Cool. Everybody calm down. That was it. And so if these people were really out for blood, there would have been people who were killed and murdered. Everybody who was dead there either died of some health conditions. And the only person who was shot, they still haven't released the name of the person who did the shooting. And that it was on the conservative side that ended up dead. So stop it. Stop. This is all fucking lies. Now, I did want to say this. To me, right now, after this story broke, and right now, shit, fucking Tucker Carlson needs to be protected, because I think he's going to be Clinton suicided. Republicans need
too
to
obvious.
Be
too obvious.
Well, these people know no shame, and I think the more shit comes out, they are going to be drastic. Now, here's what I would like to say: Republicans need to be in unison here. They need to speak out, and for the Romneys and the Liz Cheneys of the world, you think these people are going to spare you? You know, once they've rounded up all the dissent, they're not going to spare you, and.
They were behind it.
Exactly. Well, okay.
They were in favor of it. They were like, we got to get these fuckers out because they could.
But maybe if they were, because they felt, oh, we have to preserve the Republican Party because they were idealists. To me, it's your win is short lived, because they will come after you next. Just like, you know, the people, comedians who were like, oh, yeah, whoever, you know, ban Trump. Oh, guess what? The mob's coming after you now. Who's there to defend you? Nobody. And that goes for all the classical liberals as well, who hated Trump because of the mean tweets. These leftists will come for you too. But by then, it may be too late. There will be no one there to defend you. That's why when they call for unity, in my opinion, you know, we need to unite. Fuck you. Everybody should reject their call for unity. They don't want unity. They want to destroy you. They call all Trump supporters racist terrorists, folks. And go watch the Netflix. Go watch all their documentaries on the January 6th insurrection. Go watch it. They make you look like you're a terrorist, and they're saying this about anybody who wore a red MAGA hat. They're not saying this about, you know, la 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 la. You know what I mean? Like Allahu Akbar. They're not saying that about these people. They're talking about people with red hats. And I won't be surprised if FBI agents show up at my place anytime soon asking me about what I've said. I'm not kidding with you guys. There will be no unity with Marxist communists. Not now, not ever. That's my message. Because look, I'm going to say one more thing, because as I'm researching all this shit, dude, I'm reading things. I'm like, leftist groups have bombed the U.S. Capitol. Did you know this? Leftist groups?
Yes.
In fact, one of the contributors to the BLM movement, Susan Rosenberg, was responsible for the bombing that occurred. Look this up. 1983, yeah. U.S. Capitol bombing. BLM contributor. Just Google that and you're going to see it. But they're not terrorists.
Look, we watched for a year. We watched for a year and it's still happening. We're watching anarchy on our streets. They burned down fucking buildings. They burned down cities.
They celebrated
and
it. Yep.
Everybody said, and killed cops and all this shit. And people were like, yeah, they need to do that because it's the only way we're going to get change. Excuse me? They caused over $2-3 billion in damage in last year's summer riots. That was the insurance claims, about $3-4 billion. I'm sorry, between $2-4 billion is what I read. Okay. The insurrection that they call, you know, the insurrection caused about $1.5 million. And they're like, oh, all those people are responsible for that. What?
Yeah.
What about you? What DC? Like weeks before, you see the fires in the streets. Like they show the aerial. It's like fires everywhere. Like, really, dude? You know, we touched on it earlier. Chicago. All the shootings going on in Chicago. I send videos every day to people. It's crazy. Saturday night, it was the Puerto Rican Day Parade, right? In Chicago, right? Puerto Rican Day Parade.
Mm-hmm.
And fucking gang members, you just see the video of what happened. They looked like they were trying to rob the car. They fucked the one girl up. Guy comes out. They fucking literally, the guy's coming out of the car to stop. Literally just walks up to him. Done. You like cold blood murder. What does Mayor Lightfoot have to say about that? Quiet. She just deemed fucking racism is a public health crisis in Chicago, right? She just named a state of emergency. Racism is a problem. That was a black on brown crime. That was racism, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Like if you're going to play, but yeah. It's only racist if a white person pulls the trigger or if a white person punches somebody in the face. Like I'm trying to understand what's going on because every video I'm seeing, and I'm not saying that white people aren't doing it, but every video that is going viral, you would think if a white person was, that should be all over, like in Florida. I know I'm all over the place, but this is just goes to, this is the craziness. In Florida Saturday as well, the Pride Parade, some fucking guy drove his truck through the fucking crowd, right? Wow. So right away, the mayor, before having any facts of what happened, the mayor of Fort Lauderdale said, see, we have terrorists. Terrorists are killing the LGBTQ community. We have to stop this. This is all terrorism. This is Ron DeSantis' fault because he allowed people to drive through what they deemed protesting. No facts. This is the mayor of Fort Lauderdale. No facts. Comes out that, oh, wait, we got the guy in custody. The guy in custody had a fucking pride shirt on and everything. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Then it turns out, as more came on, he was like, look, it turns out the guy had issues and he had to drive through and his foot literally got caught under the gas and the brake. So whatever, shit happened, right? Not saying, you know, mm-hmm. he meant to do it. But then they were like, oh, I find this hard to believe. Then the icing on the cake, the guy that runs, he's part of the gay men's chorus. So the leader
the driver.
Yeah. So okay. The leader came in. He's like, no, he's part of our gay men chorus. Well,
clearly he hates gay and lesbian.
You know what I mean? So they were like, pretty sure he didn't do that on purpose because he's part of our chorus. Dude, now crickets. But nobody retracted their statement. Even the mayor came out and said, well, I'm really glad police is doing their thumb, blah, blah, blah. But never took back the statement of saying that it was a terrorist, white yeah. national Nazi terrorist that hates gay people. So that right there is putting, that right there puts so much hatred in people's minds. Oh, Ron DeSantis is a dick and everything. But you know what? They doubled down. They go, well, even though it wasn't because of that law, it's still wrong because, you know, that could have easily happened in one of our parades. What? Wait a minute. Yeah. Wait a minute. Time out. Time out. Time out. Time out. That's yeah. not moving. That's moving the flight, you know.
Mm-hmm. No
this purpose. Is fucking crazy because they saw it was a white guy. Oh, terrorist. It was fucking one of yours. It was fucking part of the parade.
Yeah, like, it sounds to me like it was an accident.
Right.
And you turn it into a terrorist attack.
We don't wait for facts. Because again, emotion, all logic, because they stripped it out of these fuckers.
The
in facts
is that he was white. That's the only fact they care about.
Yeah. And it was the Pride Parade. That was it. That was it. It was right away. He was a fucking like, oh no, they were trying to say, oh, he was planted in there and that's why he's wearing the shirt and everything. It's like, this car's all fucking dead. But this is where, again, to the point of all logic, education, and fucking factual based idealism is out the window because your indoctrination is feelings.
Mm-hmm.
The indoctrination is feelings over facts, not facts over feelings.
Yep.
And that's why they said, Trump 2020, fuck your feelings, man.
I love it.
Fuck your feelings because you know what? Facts.
And right now, I'm loving it because I think, you know, Trump didn't lose, but he's not sitting in the office today. And the evidence to him not losing is the fact that Republicans won across the board in every state, in every freaking, they won, you know? If Trump would have won, they would have said this was the Democrats got destroyed. Okay, so I want to show you these videos. Somehow Republicans are starting to fight back, and they've found a backbone, thank God. Let me show you this first video.
The China virus, you suggest that it's a bioweapon. There's no evidence of any of that, and we're also in the middle of a spate of attacks against Asian Americans. Aren't you just feeding that pretty irresponsibly?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And you're not going to turn this into something else. This is a virus that killed all kinds of people. It had nothing, has nothing to do with anyone's race or ethnicity. It has nothing to do with any of that. So no, not at all. Yes.
Let me listen to this.
Let's be real clear about something. I'm very disturbed that you would even ask that kind of question. Chinese Americans are not necessarily members of the Chinese Communist Party. Understand that the Communist Chinese Party rejects virtually every provision in what is known as our Bill of Rights. Recognize that the Chinese Communist Party does not believe in the kind of republic that we believe in. And for you to associate the Communist Chinese Party with Chinese Americans, as you have done, I would submit is egregious and wrong. But with respect to bioweapons, Marjorie Taylor Greene asked a really good question. Now, I serve on the House Armed Services Committee and on the Science, Space, and Technology Committee. Ask yourself, America, this question. When we talk about gain of function, let's be a little bit more specific about what we're talking about here. We're talking about a dangerous virus being changed so that it is much more communicable, meaning people are much more likely to get it, and or it becomes much more deadly. Now, why would any country do that with a virus to make it more contagious and make it more deadly if not for militarization purposes? And if you look at the Communist Chinese Party's background and its relationship with the military, it leads you but to one logical conclusion.
I love it. Hell yeah. Because
that's what these people should be saying, not saying, oh, you're saying all Chinese people are bad. The fuck?
Because their default is race.
You're crazy.
That's the bullshit. Only fact that they look at is, what race is, it's a white and an Asian? Okay, hey, racism. What? Look at facts, you goddamn cocksuckers. Oh, God, the media is a cesspool. Here's another one. I love this. They're starting to fight back. Republicans are fighting their backbone, and I fucking love it. Here's another one. Oh, beautiful.
Number one, you didn't answer whether or not you've been vaccinated.
Well, first of all, it's none of your business, but I'm going to tell you. I'm not vaccinated, and until there's some science, by the way, I have a master's of science degree from MIT. I'm not a virologist, but I can read data. Everybody just needs to read, and don't put your head in the sand. Look at the data. I'm not going to get the vaccine until there's data that shows that it will improve upon the immunity that's been conferred to me as a result of a natural infection that I had.
Bitch. I would have ended that with bitch.
Dude, but seriously, but there's only like 10 people that are actually standing up because they all want, they're fucking corrupt, man. This is, people think that we've lived free. Like, look, we say it all the time. Yes, we live in a very free society, but it ain't as free as what everybody thinks it is, because it's run by these cocksuckers. They've been getting rich for years, telling us what we can do, how to do it. You got to drink your milk and eat your bread, and then you're fucking fat. And then they say you got to take fucking this pill that's, you know, sold to you at fucking, you know, 100% profit. You know, then you go to Europe and get the same fucking pill in Mexico. It's only cost $2. Like, what the fuck? And they go, oh, because it's fucking bad economy over there. Why the fuck am I paying $100 for a fucking pill that I can get in Mexico for fucking two. What the fuck is the difference? Oh, well, you got to have insurance. You got to have this. You got to have that. It's a fucking scam because what do? They take everything from you. They tell you to go to work, but they take every fucking dime away from you so that you can live. So are you really as free as what everybody thinks? Like, think about it. You can break it all down and say, oh, it's a perk. Okay, insurance is a perk. My company subsidizes it. But now, oh, wait, I got to have a fucking HSA. Oh, but your deductible is $10,000, right? And then you're out of pocket $6,500. How the fuck am I, you know, you go to the doctor, wait, I'm responsible for the first $10,000, but I still got to pay for the fucking insurance? Then I got to put money into this account, and then I, what the fuck? Like, where does this make any fucking sense to people? And people go, no, let's keep taxing, let's keep doing this and doing that. Okay.
Man, they gotta
make $100,000. They fucking
votes.
Take 40 from you.
You gotta pay for the vote somehow.
They take
man.
40 from you. They take $40,000 from you. You know, with all the fucking taxes and fucking FICA and everything. You know what I mean? Then you go, oh shit, I gotta pay a mortgage. Well, your interest is on your mortgage, and then you gotta pay the water bill. Oh shit, the electric. Wait a minute, I only left with $20. You know what I mean? Like, how the fuck am I supposed to eat with $20 if my fucking bills are paid?
Yeah.
You know. Fucking insanity, bro. Insanity. And these fucks write a book and they become a millionaire. You ain't that fucking interesting.
All right. I think we're going to leave it there. We've gone long enough. Ladies and gentlemen. Oh, actually, you know what? Like we do on every episode. Don't forget the funny ones.
Yeah.
We're going to leave it on
happy
the funny
note.
Dad, what'd you spill?
Oh, that's a bit.
Yep. That's my old man. And he suffers from terrible hemorrhoids. There we go. Once a spry young buck. Now, just another swollen lump in his rum. So this Father's Day, give Dad the gift of Preparation H. Thanks to Preparation H, my dad can finally do the things he loves, like watching the game and yelling at his son. Preparation H, it's what Dad's been itching for.
Dude, he's had a few of those videos fucking hilarious.
Who is that?
He's some TikToker.
Jess Funny? Joe's? What is that?
Jake's funny. Jake's funny. Freaking hilarious. Yeah, you gotta watch this. All right, that's all I got. We're gonna leave it there. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us on this episode of The Salty Show. Find us on some of the social media platforms. Give us a follow, hit the like button, and try to share some of the content. And we will catch you all next time. Adios.
See ya.
Bye.
And then take like magic like Biden.